بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله. We're very happy at Zaytuna to be launching our second season's journal edition. Although it's taken us a little bit of time, we believe that the quality speaks for itself. The level of articles, the level of work that's gone into it, I think people are going to be very happy when they see it. The reason that I named it Seasons, and the reason I did that is because, one, I love watching seasons. I like watching transitions. One of the things that I really like about Allah is that He's made this planet with four seasons. I mean, I just think why He did it. Because sometimes when it's summertime, I think, why isn't every day like this? But then I realize I wouldn't appreciate that day if it wasn't like that. And then when winter comes, it's amazing too. And when spring comes, subhanAllah. And then autumn, when the leaves are falling and changing colors. And so I actually really enjoy that. And one of the things that Allah says in the Quran is one of the reasons that He did that was for you to be thankful. لِمَنْ أَرَادَنِ يَتَذَكَّرَ وَأَرَادَ شُكُورًا. The one who wanted to remember God, but also to be grateful to God. That's why He made this changing of the night and the day and the transitions in the world. So, I mean, I really love that about my Lord. I mean, I was thinking today, I was peeling an orange, and I was thinking how easily it is to peel an orange. Like when you actually break it and you get that smell that comes out of it, God didn't have to do that, you know, but it's just, subhanAllah, it's just such a beautiful thing to do. And then the fact that it breaks into pieces, it's like a very generous fruit. So if you're with other people, you can share. It could have been just one lump fruit, like an apple. Wallahi, I was thinking about that today, just this orange, and I was looking at how easily the peel came off, and I was just thinking, you know, may Allah make us grateful, not just for the orange, but for the peel, and for the smell, and for the taste, and for the benefit of it all. It's just, I really feel like modern people have become so disconnected, because now they have orange drink, and it says, just like real orange. That's the modern world to me. It's all synthetic. It's one, you know, it's one step away from God's world. And so people are disconnected. One of the things that I learned from living with nomadic people, and something that I'm very appreciative of the time that I spent with them, was just to look at things. One of the things that we used to do in Mauritania was just watch the little dung beetles. That are amazing. They're these amazing little creatures. And they'll watch them because they're everywhere. And you just watch them, you have to marvel. And little children do that. It's one of the things about children that I really like, is that they're amazed at little things that people have become very disconnected from. And so that's part of why I wanted that name, because I really like that, Seasons. One of the really odd things about modern Muslims is that we are constantly going on about how universal Islam is, this universal religion. And yet, the way in which Muslims practice it is so exclusivist and so provincial as to alienate so many other peoples. And one of the things that Islam has always had is this universal appeal. There's so many Islamic books and magazines and pamphlets that I see out there that I wouldn't want to give to my mother. I wouldn't want to give to a non-Muslim because, one, it's poorly written, it's poorly presented. Two, the information inside of it is inaccurate or it's limited, it's exclusivist, inappropriately contextualized. There's all these problems. And so I think presenting Islam in a way in which somebody says it, and that's I like that. That's something, that's Islam to me. That's why when it was presented to me, I really was attracted to it. And so I really feel like we just need to humble ourselves a little bit as a community. I think we need to be a little more self-effacing. I really feel that it would help us to be critical of ourselves. I mean, the people I work with know that. I mean, I'm very critical of the work that we do. I want it to be better. And I look at it, and I'm always looking, how do we improve this? Because that's Islam. Islam is, how do I improve? My prayer should be improving. It shouldn't be diminishing or leveling out. I mean, there's always room for improvement in the prayer. There's always room for more awareness, more presence, better recitation of Quran, even wudu, more presence in the wudu. There's always room for improvement. And that's why I really feel that when we're committed to that, we're going to, I think, look at ourselves more critically, constructively. I'm not talking about turning into flagellators and, you know, whipping our backs, the woe is me syndrome. That's not in any way what I'm talking about. I'm talking about constructively. How can we actually really do things that are going to improve our community? And instead of whining and complaining, I really feel it's be much more useful to give some solutions. There's so many armchair critics out there in the Muslim community that criticize this or that effort or this or that effort, and they're not doing anything. And sometimes they're absolutely right. I totally agree with their criticism. It's not like it's not true. But it's like, give us an alternative. Let's see something better. Those are the people that I want to be like and aspire to, are the ones that really want to do something. The Chinese say, don't curse, light a candle instead of cursing the darkness. I really believe that Allah has enabled us with means unprecedented in human history for getting a message out there. And I also believe that we, as people that really do believe in God and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to ask ourselves, why is it that we've made God and His Messenger so unappealing? Why is it that the devil has made vice so appealing? That's something I ask myself all the time. How is it that the devil's got the best PR people? He's got the best public relations people. He's got the best marketing. I mean, you look at what he's doing out there and what he's taking people to, and you have to say, he's got one smooth operation. He's a smooth operator. But I really believe vice sells, but virtue's the bargain. I really believe that's the bargain out there. But it needs to be presented. I read a book once. I mean, the title's somewhat blasphemous, but it was a Christian book. It was called God Has a Communication Problem. But it was actually about poor preaching. It was actually about preachers, how they're doing such a bad job at telling people about God. And I really think that that's true in the Muslim world as well, that we also have a real problem in being, a khalifa is a representative. And we call the khalifas khalifatu rasulillah, the representative of the messenger of Allah. And that's why every Muslim, in essence, is an ambassador. And the thing about ambassadors, and I've met several ambassadors in my life, one thing that's really always struck me about ambassadors, they are the most civil, the most polite and courteous, and the most conciliatory people you'll ever meet. And that's why their government sent them to represent them. So I feel Seasons in that way is hopefully an ambassador of the Islamic tradition. That's how I want people to see it and realize that this is an intelligent religion. It's a religion that has intelligent people in it that are thinking about important issues and trying to come to some understanding of those. We don't have all the answers. God alone has all the answers. We don't have all the answers. But Islam, what it does, I feel, is it provides enough that you do not become confused, you don't lose your mind, you don't lose your sanity or your humanity. But we as Muslims always have to be very careful about thinking that any individual or any group knows it all. Because that's just not the case. That's why we always end our statements with Allahu A'lam and Allah knows best. Because that's the reality. Allah knows best. So that's what we're trying to do we're trying to put something out there that the Muslims will be proud of, and hopefully that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself will be proud of, because that's what we really want, is that Allah is pleased with us, and then that his messenger on the day of judgment is pleased that we were among the ranks of his ummah. So may Allah grant us that pleasure, inshallah. Thank you very much. Barakallahu fikum. Wa wafaqakum Allah. And please make prayers for our success, for the success of this journal, and the success of the Institute. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.